We say no more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Hi, it's Will Bowen, number one international best-selling author, founder of A Complaint-Free World, and the world authority on complaining. Welcome to part two in our five lesson series. If you've not watched part one yet, please stop this and go back and watch it now. This is a comprehensive program that builds on itself. Our goal is to help you reach 21 days in a row without complaining, and each module adds to the insights you've already gained. Remember that people complain for only one of five reasons, as remembered by the acronym GRIPE, G-R-I-P-E. Today, you're going to learn about complaining within the context of the R in GRIPE, remove responsibility. You know, I think everyone has complained to try and get out of doing something, to remove themselves from responsibility. And just like all the other five reasons why people complain, they do it because it works. Unfortunately, complaining to remove ourselves from responsibility also makes us a victim of circumstances, literally. We start out blaming other people and situations for our lack of accomplishment, and pretty soon we begin to believe those limiting ideas ourselves, and we get trapped. Well, today you're going to learn to break out of this trap, and I can help you do it. You're going to learn how to get yourself to take action on things you've avoided in the past, and this part's really exciting. You're going to learn how to get others to take responsibility, take action, and stop complaining. Sound cool? Good. I told you, this is a comprehensive program. But before we start, what day are you on? Post in the comments section below. Don't be shy. If you're on day one for the 70th time in a row, say loud and proud, I'm on day one. If you're on day 16, let us know. Whatever day you're on, I and everyone else want to support you. Remember, as we discussed in part one, complaining is like juggling. If you're going to juggle, you're going to drop the balls a lot. But if you keep picking them up, you're going to juggle. If you just keep switching your bracelet, you're going to become a complaint-free person. Changing a habit takes time. If you're going to change an insidious habit like complaining, you've got to expect that the power of that habit is going to continue to carry you along for quite a while, even after you decide to stop. It's like you're being swept away in a white water river. Your complaining is like the raging water that's pulling you along. And just because you decide to swim over to the bank and climb out to safety, the river doesn't stop. It continues to pull you downstream. Well, just because you've decided not to complain, the complaining habit still pulls you, making you complain anyway. So if that's what's going on for you right now, you're right where you're supposed to be. And you're way ahead of people who just got the bracelet, tried it, and decided to give up. Just don't make the decision to quit. And be gentle with yourself as this process unfolds. I mean, you wouldn't yell at an infant who's learning to walk but just can't seem to get it yet, would you? Of course not. You'd celebrate their every little progress, understanding that it's going to take some time. An 11 or 12 month old doesn't just stand up and walk. No, at first they pull themselves up and then they fall down. And then they pull themselves up again and then they fall down. They may simply pull themselves up for weeks before they tentatively take a step, and then it always, always ends in another fall. And lots of more falls after that, which is the reason I think Mother Nature has made it so that we put diapers on babies for maximum shock absorbance. So if you feel, oh, darn it, I should be further along right now, cut yourself some slack. Remember, as we shared in previous videos, the fastest way to completing the 21 days complaint-free is be gentle with yourself. Oops, I think that was a complaint. Oh, well, no shame in day one. Okay, I know that was a little over the top. But I'm trying to say is that if you're switching your bracelet like this, which I've seen people do all the time.
Oh, doggone it, there's another complaint.
Pretty soon, you're going to get disgusted with yourself and you're going to quit. Let me remind you that you can do this. Anyone can do this. The only people who can't go 21 days complaint-free are the ones who throw their bracelets in a drawer or maybe even out a window and give up. You know, it's been said that if at first you don't succeed, you're running about average. And this was never more true than with the complaint-free bracelet. When I was first taking flying lessons, my instructor did his best to teach me the massive amounts of information I needed to take in, from weather to navigation to air traffic rules to inspecting and flying the plane itself. I was overwhelmed. I began to wonder if I could ever become a pilot. Well, one day as we were pre-flighting the plane, the instructor pointed to a Learjet on final approach into our little airport. He said, "Do you realize that that pilot started right where you are? And do you realize that he too struggled with learning all this stuff? But he stayed with it. That's all he had to do. Learn a little every day and don't give up." You know, I don't want to beat this to death, but I really want you to get that the only way to successfully complete this program that will massively change your life is by switching your bracelet with every spoken complaint. Cool? Good. Now, before we move forward, how did you do with your homework from part one? Do you remember what it was? You were to figure out three people who complained to you to G, get attention. Then you were to practice the magic question. What's going well whenever they gripe to you? And you were to proactively give them attention by using their name followed by a compliment so that they won't feel the need to complain to you to get attention in the first place. So, how'd you do with that? Did you identify three get attention complainers, ask them what's going well, and give them positive, proactive attention? Let us know what happened in the comments section below. You can inspire others, and they'll inspire you. The second part of your homework was to increase your own positive attention by giving 10 sincere compliments every day. Did you do it? How did people respond? How did you feel? Yeah, it's really kind of amazing that just having the intention to compliment 10 people every day can raise your happiness level. So how'd your compliments go? Post those answers in the comments section below as well. You know, that's what I love about this interactive style of learning. You can watch or listen to a lesson anywhere in the world and then communicate directly with me anywhere in the world by asking a question or posting a comment in the comments section below. Just remember, please, this isn't a monologue. This is a dialogue. So don't be shy. Post comments and questions. It's so funny. I found that sometimes a common question will be on everyone's mind, but no one wants to appear stupid by asking it. Then, when someone's bold enough to ask, everyone has this huge sigh of relief. So if you've got a question, chances are others are wondering the same thing. So ask away. The cool thing about our members area is that you can ask a question, I can answer, and then years from now, as new people are taking on this complaint-free transformation, they are going to be inspired and learn from your experience. Now, if you're like most people at about this point in the complaint-free challenge, the bloom may be off the rose. I mean, you got all excited and made this commitment to give up complaining, but it seems to be taking a while and you're possibly losing your motivation. You can do it if you stay with it, but how do you stay with it when you're not feeling motivated? It's funny, people always refer to my live trainings as being motivational. They tell me how I motivate them. But I personally don't believe we can motivate other people. We can inspire them with with our example and our guidance. But motivation comes from a question we ask ourselves all the time. It's a question that drives everything we do. So it's imperative that we use this question for our benefit. The key to everything we want is to harness this question and let it pull us in the direction of our dreams. The question is, why? Why? Seriously, why? Whether or not you succeed at transforming yourself will depend on your personal answer to the question, why do I want to change? So take a moment right now and remember why you decided to take the complaint-free challenge in the first place. Why'd you give it a try? Did you want to be an example for your family, friends, or colleagues showing that it's possible to stop complaining? Were you just tired of getting caught up in the same problems and never seeming to find solutions and thought this might help? Were your relationships suffering because of all the griping? Maybe you felt surrounded by negativity and needed a break from all the complaining. So you started with yourself. Have I hit on your why yet? If not, finish this sentence right now. I am doing the complaint-free challenge because... Once again, that's I'm doing the complaint-free challenge because... Answer it out loud. Complete the sentence out loud. I'm doing the complaint-free challenge because I want to inspire my son who's really negative. Or I'm doing the complaint-free challenge because I want to see if it actually will improve my health. Or I'm doing the complaint-free challenge because my sister did it and I saw how much it improved her life. Or I'm doing the complaint-free challenge because I want to be happier or whatever. When you have a strong reason why you're doing something, it makes accomplishing it automatic. When we know why, we stay motivated. We don't give up. We stay responsible for our transformation. So let's look at this word, responsible, because the R stands for remove responsibility. One of the best ways I have found to take in the word responsible is to break it in half. Make it response-able. You want to be response-able in ways that positively impact your life. To be able to respond, that is to take responsibility for and stay with your 21-day complaint-free challenge, you've got to remember why you took it on in the first place. Then add to your reasons other benefits that you discover along the way, such as, I'm doing the complaint-free challenge because I want to enjoy more peace of mind, and I already seem to wake up in a better mood. Or, I'm doing the complaint-free challenge because my family is so negative and I want to break free, plus I feel happier since I started. Or, I'm doing the complaint-free challenge because I'm tired of excusing away my success with complaints. And since I began, I find that I'm less resentful and angry. Combine your initial reasons with the benefits you're experiencing, and you'll stay motivated. Remember, the second reason people complain, the R in gripe, is to remove responsibility. Really, if you think about it, when you decided to take on the complaint-free challenge, you gave yourself a responsibility. Put on the complaint-free bracelet and switch it with every complaint. That's a responsibility that's exciting. You know, people get a shot of dopamine every time they decide to make a major change in their lives. Dopamine is a naturally occurring hormone that doctors call the bliss drug. And it makes perfect sense. Mother Nature would wire us this way. I mean, think about it. We've all got shortcomings. We've all got stuff to work on. We've all got a little junk in our trunk. Well, our bodies seem to have this intelligence that knows that when we decide to make a major improvement, it rewards us by going, hey, you're going to change a destructive behavior? Good job. Let me lay a little bliss on you. And you get a shot of dopamine, the bliss drug, and you feel really good for a while. Then comes the crash when the decision to change dopamine has worn off and you find yourself actually not smoking when you'd like to, or turning down a dessert, or going to yoga every day, or even discovering how much you complain as you switch your bracelet over and over. That's when it begins to get tough, and that's when you need to remind yourself the answer to the question, why? Why am I doing this? A few years ago, I was blessed to get to go on a romantic tropical vacation with my wife. I knew that other than when we were going to dinner at night, we'd be in our bathing suits all the time, and I wanted to get in really great shape for the trip. I may have been the fat kid in school, but I got to decide how I'll be as an adult. Man, when I made that decision to become lean and muscular, I felt great. The dopamine got me, yeah. But then I really had to develop a plan to get in shape. And worst of all, I had to go to the gym 5 days a week and lift heavy things. Remember, exercise was not my natural thing. And here I'd committed to myself to going to the gym, what seemed like all the time. And to make matters worse, I didn't even feel good about the decision anymore. The dopamine was long gone, and I was stuck with doing the work. But you know what? I did it. I really got in great shape. For the first time in my life, I had abs. And you know how I did it? I found a picture of a guy who was also in his mid-50s, but who was in amazing shape. I downloaded the image and superimposed my head over his and posted it at eye level next to my desk. And I put a countdown reminder on my phone to tell me of the approaching date for the trip. When I didn't want to exercise, I'd ask out loud, why am I doing this? And then I'd answer back, because I'm going to be in great shape when I'm on the beach. And it worked. Why is the question you need to answer every day of the Complaint-Free Challenge? Why am I doing this? Remember reasons you first decided to take on the challenge and look for benefits you're already seeing in your life. Your motivation comes from inside of you. Keep focusing on how much happier you'll be, how much calmer you'll be, how you'll begin to repel complainers. And you know, that's another great benefit of becoming complaint-free. When someone comes to you to whine, if you don't join in, they're not likely to talk to you as much because you don't speak the same language they do, complaining. In other words, becoming a complaint-free person also makes you, you ready for this? Complaint repellent. That's a truly awesome reason why you should keep switching your bracelet. Think of it like you're a superhero and you're charging up your superpowers every time you switch your bracelet, and your superpower is drives away complaining people by just showing up. Every time you switch your bracelet, you're adding energy to being able to drive off people who complain. And that's another good answer to the question why. Why should I stay with it? Because I won't have to listen to other people gripe and complain. Man, that's a great why. Your whys are your whys. Remind yourself of them and you'll stay motivated.
We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.